We also have Rob's boy Griff in the studio with us this morning.
Hello.
Hey, doing work experience.
Work experience till Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like mine white with two. That's it. With the coffee.
Mate, I'm not doing your coffee.
Oh, come on, pal. Oh,
no. I think you've misunderstood what the work experience guy does.
We also, look, the other day I looked on TV and I saw this handsome man with a black handlebar moustache.
Really?
Looking like a pool cleaner.
Really handsome.
And I think it was Trevor Long.
Wasn't Chopper Reed.
There are similarities. Trevor Long, our Techspert, EFTM.com.au. Good morning, Trevor. Have you still got your moustache?
No, mate, I've shaved it off. I've just got on the 5-day, 5-hour growth or whatever they call it these days.
But yeah. Was that last Friday? Did I see you on? Was that a pre-recorded?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I've had a beard, if you want to call it that, like a stubble for like 7 years. No moustache, mate.
No,
okay. Paddy likes to go through that's the internet and look at old footage of things.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say I'm super excited to have someone that actually knows something about technology in the studio for the first time.
Yeah.
Griff,
Rob's boy, Griff.
What a legend Griff is, eh?
Griff, yeah. That's Trevor Long from Channel 9.
Righto. Hello.
Hang on, you've got to, this is how you talk to younger people, Paddy.
Yeah.
He's got a YouTube channel. That's more important than being on television, apparently.
Have you got a YouTube channel?
No.
Yeah, Griff's done that one. They make some money, Joe Trev.
Don't know, mate. Get in there.
Yeah, he's going to get in there. Speaking of getting in there, I was just looking at something you've got here about too much internet, and there's a downtime option for the family. What's going on there?
Yeah, look, Griff's not going to like this one. This is Optus, and I've got to say, it's a cracking idea. So you're sitting at home, and you're just frustrated, right? Everyone, it's dinner time. Everyone just relax. Let's talk. Let's just no internet. But you're relying on everyone making a decision to actually put the thing away, turn the phone off or whatever. Optus now have a feature in their app which turns off the internet with a flick of a switch. And not just the home internet, but if you've got Optus mobiles, it'll turn off that data as well.
Wow.
So with the flick of a switch, you can create downtime for the family that is just peace and quiet and no internet. Dang. I mean, how to frustrate your kids in one easy minute.
No, that's beautiful. Because when I find when I've made dinner and I go, it's dinner time, I get drip-fed people. Like they come, one comes 1 minute, another comes the next. Griff, you're pretty good, I must say.
I come down straight away, all right? The only
he's
one.
Hungry.
Yeah,
he's
okay,
the only
I'm
one
hungry.
The cooking. Because of what you're cooking.
Exactly. The only one that doesn't come down is Mum most of the time. She's stuck in the room watching Netflix.
Wow. Okay, leave the studio now.
He's never going on air again.
but Trevi, so is this all free and everything?
Yeah. So it's not the complication is you've got to be all in on Optus, right?
Yeah.
So if you've got Optus home broadband but Telstra mobile phones or Vodafone mobile phones, it's not going to work entirely, right? But if you are an Optus family, a lot of people are because they bundle it all together. Switch it off, and you know, obviously you're not switching it off for the day. You're switching it off for, you know, a game of cricket in the backyard or just create some space because we are spending a lot of time on our phones.
Or talk to your partner?
That's overrated. Okay. I've tried that.
Hey, mate, I believe there's a cheap electric car possibility
I drove a BYD, something you've never heard of before, but this is a Chinese brand. They've been making cars for about a decade, electric buses and all those kind of things. The company that's working with them in Australia has brought in a couple of models, their left-hand drive models, and I drove one last week. Cracking car, beautiful design, great interior, good fit out, and it drives well as well, all electric. And they tell me that by the end of the year, they'll have announced six cars, and at least three of them will be on sale pre-orders this year and delivering next year. And, mate, the pricing, although I can't tell you, is going to be low. And I'm talking proper, almost parity with petrol cars. So if you're thinking about buying a hatchback, for example, there'll be your Corolla, your i30, your Kia, but there'll also be this BYD full electric car around that same price point, and then they'll have bigger cars as well. I'll tell you right now, if they bring this electric hatchback in under, say, $35,000, I'll have one. That's 100%.
And, mate, there's enough power stations around the joint if you want to travel.
There's heaps.
There's heaps, but most importantly, the hatchback we own has never left our suburb. It's for going to the shops. It's for getting around town. It's going to the city. It's not for driving to Melbourne or Byron Bay. If you wanted to, you could. But most people's cars don't leave their local area. They drive 30, 40 k's a day. You charge at night at home. You never go near a Bowser.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
That is it.
That's actually
I've got a mate. Yeah.
There we go. Well, mate, and what's it called? A BYD.
BYD. My only criticism of the car, because it's a beautiful design, is the logo is hideous. BYD. It just looks, it's this big, bold BYD. That's what I'd change immediately if I was in charge.
If you BFG.
Want, if you want to look at something that's big and bold and awful, go into our Triple M Facebook page and look at Rob Palmer in gold lame pants on Dancing with the Stars, Trevor.
I thought you were going to suggest me on the Today Show, but yeah, run with the Dancing with the Stars.
Did you say big and bold? Yeah.
Trevor Long, our textman from EFTM.com.au and Channel 9, our former local bloke. Thanks for joining us, Trevor.
Thanks, Griff. And Paddy and Rob.